tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth. Hear the glad tidings.
This is Priest King Olutomole Agbaye, the Comforter, preaching End Time Ark of Salvation Gospel, also inviting and calling all the beloved of the Lord to come on board to escape God's wrath. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26. We thank you for tuning in, and God bless you.
Olutomole Agbaye, the another comforter sent by Lord Jesus Christ unto my generation to proclaim the gospel of the descended throne of kingdom of Father of Jesus now upon the earth.
Olutomole Agbaye ni ewo yen en ti Jesu Kristi Oluwa ti ran si aye si ran yi lati ma kede irere ijoba igbala ti baba Jesu Kristi ti o ti sokale sori laye.
It's wonderful. Welcome unto you, my viewers at home. It's very wonderful. Welcome to you.
Ikini to ni ogo ni fun gbogbo en ti en wo wa lati le.
This another round of the gospel of end time world salvation. Gospel of the end time world salvation.
Irere aye igba ke igba like yin ni an so nipa re loni.
I'm taking my text from the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 14. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Awon ma mu akori iwe wa lati niwe Matthew ori 24 ese 14 ti o wi pe awon si wa si irere ijoba yi ni gbogbo aye lati se eri rilede nigba na ni opin yo de.
This is the only divine solution.
Eyi je ona payo kan sese lati
to all problems facing humanity.
He
said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall then come. I want, I'm emphasizing to you to know the end time salvation gospel, which God, Christ has, you know, ordained to be preached. Now, by the preaching of the gospel of throne of kingdom of the Father on earth in all the world, it simply means the propagation or proclamation of the divine rule of God on earth now, or God's reign on earth. When you are preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven on earth, we are at the same time preaching or proclaiming to you that the reign of God has commenced. Because if God says, I'm going to reign, God shall reign over the whole world. Now, the dynamic move of God is to set up his throne, to set up his kingdom on earth, however, for the proper, now, administration of his rule and reign. Yes. You see, most people, you know, seem not to know what is implied by kingdom of God. By kingdom of God, we mean rule of God, the divine rule of God on earth. That is the divine rule of God on earth. And we are not only talking about kingdom. Now, today, everybody is talking about kingdom, 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 kingdom. But we are talking about the throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Throne, because there cannot be a realistic kingdom without a realistic throne. Amen, amen, somebody there.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Today people are talking kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. No. The Bible says, Psalm 103 verse 19, it says, God has prepared his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over. Both kingdom and glory, I mean, and the throne go together. The throne of God and the kingdom. So this is the special thing about my message. We are talking about the throne of kingdom of the Father of Jesus now on earth, is talking about the commencement of the reign of God on earth over the reign of Satan the devil.
Amen.
Yes. Are you getting me?
Yes, Lord. Jesus lo pa la se pe a o wa su ire ijoba yi agbọdọ mọ itumọ ohun ti o tumọ si lati kede irere ijọba o tumọ si pe iṣakoso ọlọrun o ti bẹrẹ lori laye yẹ ni pe iṣakoso ọlọrun ti bẹrẹ lori laye tori pa ti kọ pe oluwa yoo jọba lai to ba ṣe pe lotitọ ni oluwa gbọdọ jọba lori laye dandan ni ki o mu iṣakoso rẹ ko bẹrẹ lori laye ohun ti a sọ to tumọ si pe ijọba ọlọrun o sọkalẹ si laye ni loni gbogbo ayé lọ sọ nipa ijọba pe ijọba ọhún náà ti di ijọba ọhún náà ti di ijọba ṣùgbọ́n òye ohun tí wọ́n sọ kò yé wọn rárá torí pé ta bá sọ ní ti ìjọba a ó máa sọ ní ti ìtẹ́ ìjọba òye wọ́n sọ pé olúwa ti pèsè tẹ̀lẹ́ ní ọ̀run ìjọba rẹ borí ohun gbogbo ìjọba àti ìtẹ́ ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó lọ papọ̀ kò sí báyé máa sọ ní ti ìjọba tí àwọn máa sọ ní ti ìtẹ́ èyí ló fi hàn pé olúwa ti sọ ìjọba àti tẹ̀lẹ́ kalẹ̀ sórí láyé tó sì ìjọba nínú ìjọba náà lórí láyé.
God raise somebody there. Reign it. This reign of God on earth which has commenced now is intended and designed to save all the ends of the earth from the demonic rule and satanic activities or domination. There's nothing that can save man and the world from the grip of the devil, all right, except the throne of God and his kingdom. So you must understand what we are talking about now.
Ìtẹ́ àtijọba tí a sọ kalẹ̀ sórí láyé yìí ó jẹ́ ohun tó lọ láti pinnu rẹ̀ láti ti pàṣẹ rẹ̀ pa ìtẹ́ àtijọba lórí láyé torí pé kò sí agbára kò sí ohun kan tó lè dojú kọ ìtẹ́ àtijọba ìṣù bí kò ìtẹ́ àtijọba ọlọ́run tí a sọ kalẹ̀ sórí láyé.
Now remember Jesus Christ is the savior of the world. He came to save the world from sin, and before he ascended he predicted about what will characterize life at this end time, saying Matthew 24:12, I read from here, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's the prediction of Christ Jesus. Now by this we're able to understand that there will be resurgence of satanic activities and demonic influences in the world at the same time. So when you say iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, that is there will be lawlessness. Lawlessness will increase in the world. There will be increase in transgression, in rebellion against God, disobeying God with impunity. Now I want you to see what the devil has made of this world. I want you to see what Satan, the prince of this world, has made of the youths. All young men and women, what Satan the devil has made of them. I want you to see what the devil has turned all these youths in our world to become. Heartless breakers of laws of God and all breakers of social norms, they are breakers. Societal norms, they are breakers of them. Very reckless. That's the work of Satan in the devil of in the life of youths in the world in particular.
Satan like o je ipo satan ti so gbo awon odo da lori laye.
See what the youths have all become now in the world.
Eri ipo ewo po ti awon odo ti wa loni.
It's very very terrible.
O je ko to buru pupo.
Satan has deceived them to become carriers of cutlasses and guns and bullets and charms about, all for the purpose of shedding human blood.
Satan ti gba okan won ti kun okan lati di awon omo ti on gbe ibon ti won gbe oko ti won gbe ada oto be lati ma fi gba emi eniyan san lati ma pa eniyan lori laye ni bi gbogbo.
Sharing the blood of innocent and harmless persons with impunity.
Won ma pa awon eniyan awon alailese won ma dunpo won ma pa won like ko si pelu odaju pelu ipo idaju.
See able body young men hiding in bush and under rivers of water watching to kidnap and to murder.
Ẹni
ọ̀nà ògbó ẹni ọ̀nà létí ọ̀sán tó ń bá síbẹ̀ iṣẹ́ tí èṣù fi ayé àwọn ọ̀dọ́ ṣe nìyẹn. Wọ́n bá síbi igbó, wọ́n wẹ̀ tó máa kọjá tó máa kidnap, wọ́n wẹ̀ tó máa kọjá lọ́kùnrin àbí ẹ̀dẹ́nìyàn tó máa kọjá lati dunbo re ni ogbo nbe abi lodo gbeta ha ise ti satani so gogbo awon odo da niyan ni aye yi raping both junior and elderly alike. See all this damnable barbarism, all this evil in the world of our youths. Now, we are talking about the activity of Satan in the world and in the life of our youths. Now, there's nothing that anyone can do than to preach the gospel of salvation of God upon the earth. The establishment and the descent of the throne of God, which rules over all things, because only the throne can save us in this present age.
Ninu gbogbo kan won yi a fi han ewo ti satan ti so aye yi da ati awon odo wa papa lori la ewo ti so won da ko si si agbara kokon ko si eni ken abi ijoba to le se nkan kan si oro satani yi ri ta bi so nipa ite ati ijoba olorun nitori pe ite ati ijoba olorun o lo bori on gbogbo.
Now, who can dispose of this enormous power of evil in the world? Who?
No one.
Is it government? Is it religion?
Nobody.
No, we thank the Lord God because he has descended his throne and kingdom from heaven upon the earth to destroy all this work of the devil.
Amen. Awa fi ope fun Olorun to ti so ite ati ijoba re kale lati bi ijoba satani wo kulule patapata.
Now, I want to talk about what God has written down concerning this devil that is destroying our world and destroying our youth. Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. I will read from here. I want you to see also the judgment that has been determined upon Satan and the devil by God himself. Revelation 20, verse 10. It says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now God reigneth.
Reigneth.
This is where you find the righteousness of God. Amen. Never mind what Satan may be doing all around. God has answered. Mm-hmm. He has answered to it. He said the devil shall be cast into hellfire.
Amen.
That is the disastrous end of the devil.
Amen.
So I want to caution all you youths that have been misled by Satan the devil and by these false prophets. See, the Bible says, and the devil that deceived them, that's this, you know, deception, satanic deception, that deceived them was cast into hellfire. So if you don't stop following the devil, you are going to end in hellfire, where your king is ending. Now, he said, where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented. My youth, male and female, everywhere in the world, youth in this country, listen to me. I'm the one sent to you. Stop following Satan the devil, so that you don't end up in hellfire with him. Return today to your Lord, your God, who has made you in his image, that you may enjoy your life as youths and enjoy your heaven in the hereafter.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo,